Hey, Ms. Bahak here. Welcome to the Habit Chess podcast. On this show, I like to explore the question of how do the underdogs like us, how do we build our own table? And how do we do it in a way where we don't have to ask for permission or be asked to sit down? We can set up the game in a way that serves not just the algorithms, but that serves us. And hopefully we can build skills, we can build systems, and we can get really good at allocating our time and thought to the right things and projects that matter to us. So I appreciate you hanging out and joining me today. Make sure to check out the links in the description below. There's a bunch of free tools and all that good stuff there that you might find helpful. But anyways, let's dive into the episode. I'm pretty excited to share this little snippet with you. It's only 2 minutes. It's this commencement speech that I came across on Instagram. I'm going to share the sources and stuff with you here. So I came across it on Professor Galloway's Instagram. Let me open up this thing. What is this thing? Prof Galloway is his Instagram handle. And his caption was @GovPritzker. You win the internet. Shout this message far and loud. And I don't know who Governor Pritzker is. I actually have not clicked into even his profile, but let me click now. Proudly serving as Illinois' 43rd governor. Very cool. Okay, that's awesome. I had no idea. And I don't know. I have no idea what the pulse is on him, if he's liked, if he's not, but I'm assuming because he was invited to Northwestern University here for a commencement speech, he's somewhat tolerated. And so I just thought it was interesting because a lot of times from politicians, there's just vagueness and it's not really human, or it doesn't feel that way a lot of times. And I don't know, there's just something very interesting about this that I don't want to mess up, and I'm going to actually play the snippet for you. And so I just want to give credit to both of those. Governor Pritzker, J.B. Pritzker, who is the person in this snippet, and then Professor Galloway, who's the one who shared it, and I don't know, I thought it was cool, and I hope you enjoy it too. Here we go.
The best way to spot an idiot: look for the person who is cruel. Let me explain. When we see someone who doesn't look like us, or sound like us, or act like us, or love like us, or live like us, the first thought that crosses almost everyone's brain is rooted in either fear or judgment, or both. That's evolution. We survived as a species by being suspicious of things that we aren't familiar with. In order to be kind, we have to shut down that animal instinct and force our brain to travel a different pathway. Empathy and compassion are evolved states of being. They require the mental capacity to step past our most primal urges. This may be a surprising assessment because somewhere along the way in the last few years, our society has come to believe that weaponized cruelty is part of some well-thought-out master plan. Cruelty is seen by some as an adroit cudgel to gain power. Empathy and kindness are considered weak. Many important people look at the vulnerable only as rungs on a ladder to the top. I'm here to tell you that when someone's path through this world is marked with acts of cruelty, they have failed the first test of an advanced society. They never forced their animal brain to evolve past its first instinct. They never forged new mental pathways to overcome their own instinctual fears. And so their thinking and problem solving will lack the imagination and creativity that the kindest people have in spades. Over my many years in politics and business, I have found one thing to be universally true. The kindest person in the room is often the smartest.